Bobby's win last night on senior night by a score of 49-41 against Friona. Coach Tiffany Thomas joins us. So nice to go out with a win for the seniors there, Tiffany.
Yes, sir. It was nice. A good way to end the season. They played well last night.
Sounded like they were just kind of on fire. I forget who it was. Just kept banging in those points.
It was Michelle Ontiveros, one of my seniors. She struggled at first to hit some shots. She's coming back. This is her second game coming back from injury, and she's really struggled with her shooting, and we've worked on that this last week and then yesterday or Monday, and she really came out. She scored 14 points in the fourth quarter and had 26 points overall.
Well, this might be the last basketball game a lot of them play, so you got to give it 100% and see what happens.
Yes, sir. That's what I tell them. I tell them every game, not just my seniors, but I tell everybody, play this game like it could be your last, because you never know what's going to happen. So leave it all on the floor. And I think they had made up in their mind yesterday, or really last week after getting beat by Denver City. We've been talking and talking, and they had made up their mind that they were going to come out and get after it and get the win. And I'm going to give Friona some credit because he's really worked hard with those girls, and they've improved a lot. So they gave us the scare at times, but we were able to pull away in the end.
All right, talk about some of the seniors that were on your team and give them some airtime.
Michelle Ontiveros, like I said, she's point guard. She had 26 points last night. Kaylee Lujan, I was really proud of her. Number 23 had 14 points at halftime, and we talked about her not scoring in the second half, and I asked them in the dressing room at halftime who wanted to shut her down, who was going to lock her down and not let her score, and Kaylee Lujan said, "Coach, I'll lock her down," and she only had one basket the second half, so I was really proud of her defensive effort. Oasis, she's my post player. She didn't play as well last night as I wanted her to. She just had trouble scoring inside, which they have a big girl that's about 5'11", that she just had trouble scoring over and then couldn't get the foul called underneath. Haley Melinda, she's another guard, and she hit some threes last night, had a big game going out. She's also been struggling to score, but she was able to catch and shoot and be ready and knock some threes down. So I was really proud of the whole group.
So what happened on that technical foul?
She slapped Caitlin on the shot, and then she kind of came at Caitlin, and Caitlin put her arms out to, you know, push her away, and so they double technicaled them. So they both got a technical.
All right, so Bobbies are done for the season, but what was it, finishing third?
Yeah, what was what?
Finishing third in the district?
No, we finished fifth.
Well, I was trying to give you a little extra boost there, man.
I wish. If we finished third, we'd still be playing. Yeah, we should have took care of business. We talked about it last night. There's no reason we should have lost to La Mesa the first time. No reason we should have lost to Denver City twice. We would have taken care of that. We would still be playing on Friday night.
So now what's on the old agenda for the team?
Well, I have 7 kids coming back on varsity, and we've already talked with the parents, and we're going to get these girls playing this summer and get them some playing time and some tournaments probably around the area. Amarillo Lubbock offers one every weekend, and just work on our skills. We feel like that's where we lack. Our kids haven't played enough basketball, and you know, it ain't in the season that you improve, it's in the off season, what the time you put in the off season to improve. So we've really got to work on that.
All right, last night, 49-41 victory over Friona. So nice to go out on a win and see what happens this coming fall.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for calling in, Coach, and we'll yak at you later.
All right, thanks, Todd.